Israel's invasion of Gaza may mean U.S. will take in more refugees. By Jose Nino. The latest Middle Eastern dust-up has shown for all to see that the Republican Party is still slavishly devoted to Israel. Invariably, Israel's ongoing retaliatory measures against Hamas will cause a major refugee crisis. Governments across the West will be furiously debating on what to do with this refugee outflow. Open Borders Incorporated and its political allies in Western governments will be salivating at the prospect of importing hundreds of thousands culturally alien migrants, a migrant injection that will accelerate Western elites' great replacement agenda. Former President Donald Trump, the prohibitive favorite to secure the Republican nomination in 2024, has been the most vocal opponent of Palestinian refugee resettlement plans. At a rally in Derry, New Hampshire on October 23, 2023, Trump lambasted the Biden regime's migratory policies after the recent Hamas attacks, which he believes could lead to terrorist attacks on U.S. soil. A vote for Crooked Joe is a vote to turn the United States into a hotbed for jihadists and make our cities into dumping grounds resembling the Gaza Strip, Trump declared. During the stump speech, Trump announced that he would reimpose a travel ban for terror-afflicted nations while halting all refugee resettlement ventures nationwide. Paradoxically, on the question of Palestinian resettlement, Trump's nationalist stance may end up locking horns with his Israeli allies. According to Hebrew-language news outlet Mechamit, Israel's Ministry of Intelligence reportedly approved a directive on October 13, 2023, that would facilitate the deportation of over 2 million Palestinians in Gaza. These Palestinian refugees would subsequently be dumped onto Egypt and other nations, likely Western nations in the latter case. Should the Israel-Hamas conflict transform into a broader Middle Eastern conflict, the refugee numbers will only swell as civilians flee the war-torn region. And rest assured, Israel will not be taking in any of these refugees. As hard-nosed ethnopolitical realists, the Israelis recognize that the mass deportation of Palestinians and resettlement of other Arab militants makes perfect sense. After Israel and its Western allies destabilize Middle Eastern countries through sanctions and military interventions, a vast network of Zionist-dominated NGOs and refugee resettlement organizations are ready to swoop in and dump hundreds of thousands of migrants into the West. This resettlement project was on full display in Europe from 2015 to 2017, when roughly 900,000 Syrians entered the Old Continent. IsraAid, the Israel Forum for International Humanitarian Aid, a humanitarian aid organization, was one of the more prominent NGOs resettling Syrian refugees throughout the Syrian civil war, 2011-present. Thus far, 6.6 million refugees have been displaced by the civil war in Syria, an American-Israeli project designed to depose the government of Bashar al-Assad. The Israelis found willing participants for their resettlement ventures in the European Union Court, which ruled in 2020 that men escaping compulsory military service in Syria can be granted asylum in the EU. From ensuring that Jews remain the majority in Israel and occupied territories to getting rid of potential Middle Eastern rivals, there's always a demographic calculus behind Israeli statecraft. There are over 4 million Palestinians living in Israel and the occupied territories, while over 7 million Israelis live in the same territory. For a start, Israelis would love to see Palestinians, a frequent demographic headache for them, to be shipped off to become other countries' problems. Second, using NGOs to resettle militants from countries that Israel has destabilized gradually gets rid of the perennial geopolitical problem of Muslim militants. More military-age Arab Muslims being sent to the West means less military-age men capable of challenging Israel in the Middle East. The Israelis can then sit back and watch discontented, uprooted Arabs potentially wreak havoc across Europe, while culturally leftist non-governmental organizations celebrate the demographic demise of Western nations and megacorporations get another stream of cheap labor. It's part and parcel of the invade the world, invite the world agenda that the ruling class in the U.S. promotes that will ultimately bleed the U.S. both in terms of financial resources and its ethnic stock. Despite the GOP experiencing a growing degree of factionalism due to the rise of the populist movement within the GOP, it seems that all factions of the party are still blindly defending Israel, a consensus that has remained unshakable for decades. For their part, America First nationalists and populists must categorically reject the pro-Zionist mind virus that has engulfed the GOP and move to a strict two-pronged strategy of foreign policy non-interventionism and immigration restriction. This strategy will free the U.S. from the predictable stagnation brought about by imperial overstretch while also protecting the country's demographic integrity. Jose Nino is a freelance writer based in Austin, Texas. You can contact him via Facebook and Twitter. Get his ebook, The 10 Myths of Gun Control, at josealbertonino.gumroad.com. Subscribe to his Substack newsletter by visiting Jose Nino Unfiltered on soupstck.com.